Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Kansas hopes to bring one of its mental hospitals back in line with the federal standards by July so the state doesn't have to keep losing up to $1 million a month in federal funds. But legislators in both parties worry that the short-term focus on meeting the federal standards means the state isn't dealing enough with the question of whether or not it has enough hospital beds for the mentally ill. The federal government decertified Osawatomie State Hospital in December, citing a systemic failure to protect suicidal patients, adequately supervise care, and perform required safety checks at the hospital. The state recently increased the pay for nurses. It has filled nearly 60 positions since mid-January and has also hired consultants to help improve operations. The nonprofit group Heart to Heart International has sent an official team to Ecuador to determine what type of medical assistance the group can provide. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Black Friday savings in the spring? You'll find them now at the Home Depot. Right now, save up to 30% on appliance special buys, like the Whirlpool stackable front load washer or electric dryer, just $5.48 each. Buy them both and save over $500. It's a whole new day for laundry. Spring Black Friday savings. Spring done smarter now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. Gas dryer extra. Offer ends April 20th.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
A 29-year-old Bonner Springs man has died in an all-terrain vehicle accident in northwest Missouri. Michael Bell of Polo died Saturday night after he lost control of his ATV on a Caldwell County gravel road. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says the 23-year-old passenger from Bonner Springs was ejected and suffered minor injuries. The Hayes Mall had to close after part of the roof caved in. Around midnight Sunday morning, the Hayes Fire Department responded to an alarm at the Big Creek Crossing Mall in Hayes. There, they found a partial roof collapse, and some stores were flooded from the rainwater and the water from the sprinklers. The mall was closed yesterday. Attorney General Derek Schmidt says a law signed by Governor Brown back last week satisfies the state's constitutional duty to provide equitable funding to the public schools. The new law makes technical changes in how the state dollars are distributed. Most districts won't see any change, while 23 others will see small changes. I'm Stephanie Austin. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. As states look to reduce spending on prison and deal with overcrowded conditions, many are opting out of a federal law that bans convicted drug felons from ever receiving food stamps. Texas and Alabama lawmakers recently changed their laws to allow food stamps to former drug felons, and Georgia is moving toward a similar change. The idea is to help ex-offenders stay out of prison, where they would run up a big bill for taxpayers. Despite support for the change in Nebraska, the effort failed. Nebraska's corrections director is facing tough questions from a lawmaker who says a high-profile inmate was able to swallow an employee's keys while under around-the-clock supervision. Correctional Services Director Scott Frakes defended his staff's actions but said workers made mistakes during their handling of Nico Jenkins. His comments came during a wide-ranging hearing on the prison system. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey, here's a stunner. Ford F-Series is America's best-selling brand of trucks again. You mean the same brand that's been America's favorite since your dad had hair is number one again? Yeah, who could have seen that coming? And it wasn't even close. What's kept Ford F-Series on top for 39 years straight? Game-changing innovation, pal. Like the high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy in the F-150. You may have noticed the competition came up short again. Understandable, seeing how its aluminum alloy helps make F-150 stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever before. And the innovation doesn't stop there. F-150 also offers features like available Pro Trailer Backup Assist that makes slipping your trailer into tight spaces as easy as slipping a bratwurst into a bun. Ford F-Series, F-150, Super Duty, making every other truck brand history.
Classes, full-size pickups, and already 500 pounds, GVWR based on Ford segmentation. EPA estimated fuel economy rating of 19 city, 26 highway, 22 combined MPG. 2.7 liter EcoBoost V6 4x2. Actual mileage will vary.
Getting seed in the ground faster with more accuracy and consistency. It starts with your planter. with a variety of sizes and configurations to choose from. There's a Kinze planter that's right for every field and every planter crop. Innovative planter technology improves speed, accuracy, and consistency, and provides convenient transport between fields. Find the Kinze planter that's right for you by visiting your authorized Kinze dealer, Bruna Implement Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A state Kansas Department of Transportation grant funding 80% of the cost for crosswalk enhancements was awarded the city of Marysville recently. Total project cost is just short of $110,000 and will include signage and school crossing signals on U.S. 77 near the Marysville Junior Senior High School. An 80% match toward $4,500 project cost for Marysville USD 364 for Phase 1 planning was also approved. The two were among 25 projects selected from among 48 applicants statewide. Marysville USD 364 School Board met April 13th. The board approved a rise in the calendar for 2015-16, cutting 2 days off the end of a school year to allow for the two snow days built into the calendar that were not used. Last day for students will be Friday, May 20th, dismissing at 12:10. The board discussed student handbook changes for 2016-17 and discussed the tobacco, alcohol, and drug policy and random drug testing. Consensus was to have the superintendent get information and cost on a drug, alcohol, random testing program. The board discussed voluntary and blanket student accident insurance. Consensus was to not look into blanket coverage at this time. The board discussed a proposal from ASA Strategic Funding to conduct a private funding study to identify, define, and quantify additional potential revenue sources to benefit district students, staff, and administration. No action was taken. Superintendent gave a report on an education town hall meeting, mascot contest, possible changes in professional development days, next year's calendar, and possible topics for a teacher-employee handbook. The board heard a presentation from the forensics team, which had six students qualify for nationals competition in late May in Sacramento, California. 19 students with three possible students qualified for FDLA nationals, which will be held in Atlanta, Georgia this summer. The trips to Sacramento and Atlanta were approved by the district board. Resignation, retirement of Susan Fredericks, elementary teacher. Resignation of Laura Brewster, secondary special education, and resignation of Katie Hyman, elementary teacher, were approved. A certified contract was offered to Ronessa Stevie as an elementary teacher. She will move from part-time at risk to the Marysville Elementary School. Sarah Wecker was appointed deputy clerk. Casey Oldfield, age 25, of Beatrice, was arrested Friday morning following a brief pursuit of his motorcycle on suspicion of flight to avoid arrest and drug charges, as he attempted to elude law enforcement until he lost control of his motorcycle in Beatrice and fled on foot. Larry Wayne Schaefer, age 74, of Pawnee County, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 3 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church, Pawnee City. Burial in the DuBois Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary in Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Larry Schaefer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, a Polish dog with kraut, mashed potato, tomato and zucchini, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, taco meat, baked potato, wheat bread, broccoli and cheese, fresh fruit, and ice cream. Check of a school and community calendar today. Marysville boys tennis team at Topeka West. High school golf teams at Abilene. Marysville track at Republic County. Baseball team will host Wamego, and the softball team will host Wamego. KNDY FM 95.5 is off the air this morning. We're troubleshooting the issue. Hope to have that back up for you later today. But again, KNDY FM 95.5 currently off the air. You can pick us up online at KNDYradio.com streaming. And you can also tune to AM 1570 FM 94.1 for our news blocks.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Marysville Public Library invites you to slide down the rabbit hole and experience a new wonderland with Alice on her adventures. This two-person show from New Hampshire includes plenty of audience participation. So make your way to the Marysville Public Library this Wednesday at 6:30 for a complimentary performance for all ages.
Rain showers and even some isolated thunder showers stretched out across parts of the upper Midwest, central United States, heading east across the Great Lakes, the eastern Corn Belt, central United States, and southern plains, even the front range of the Rockies getting in on the act with some rain and some thunder showers in that proximity, some leftover rain up and down the East Coast all the way into the Gulf Coastal states here today. The rain tends to be a bit heavier in the southern plains where flash flood watches and warnings continue across sections of Texas, Louisiana, into the Gulf Coastal states. In that proximity, there is the possibility for some locally strong thunder showers today. In fact, across Texas, especially, a few storms could get bumpy today, tomorrow, right through the end of the week. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhaus.
We finished with an inch 70 in our rain gauge when things tapered off midday yesterday. Inch 70 at studios here in Marysville, Sunday into Monday. Average high temperature mid-April, 68. Record high on this date, 92 in 1948. The average low, 44. The record low is 30 in 1961. Sunset this evening, 8:04. Sunrise in the morning at 6:38. A cloudy overcast. Winds are light. Barometer 30.22 inches. Relative humidity up there at 93%. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 19th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Latest crop progress and condition report released Monday from USDA shows winter wheat conditions nationally 56% good to excellent, 34% rated fair. In Kansas, the number's 39% fair, but 49% still good to excellent. Winter wheat joined in Kansas 77%, well ahead of the 56 number last year. The five-year average is 55. Corn planted 35% in Kansas, ahead of 20% last year. 16 is the average. And nationally, 13% of the corn has been planted this spring. Well, there may be a possibility of action on the Trans-Pacific Partnership as early as this summer in the House Ways and Means Committee. Committee Chair Kevin Brady said action would only happen if the administration resolves concerns that Republicans and some Democrats have on the trade deal. A handful of issues affecting pharmaceuticals, financials, tobacco, a few other segments also blocking action on the agreement. Brady said it's incumbent on the U.S. Trade Representative's office to come up with solutions for those concerns in order to build support for the agreement. But he said there's been slow progress on resolving issues because there are no easy fixes. A trade delegation from Cuba visiting the U.S. this week to see the advantages of purchasing U.S. coarse grains and co-products. The delegation includes grain importers and officials from Cuba, which have purchased corn from U.S. since the early 2000s. Recent sales to Cuba and other parts of the region have been stymied by competition from other sources and that trade embargo. If Cuba had been able to purchase all its corn from the U.S., it would be the 10th largest overseas market for the products. U.S. Grains Council continuing to assess Cuba's needs and its economy moves and the restrictions begin to fall. The goal of the face-to-face interaction is to highlight the U.S. as a reliable long-term supplier to Cuba. With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning, I'm Craig Mead. EPA's reviled Waters of the U.S. rule, or WOTUS, may be on hold for now in the courts, but ag lawmakers and leaders are not forgetting about their battles with the EPA on the pending regulation. And even as a court ruling in Ohio has put that water rule on hold, it's being challenged by many states, farm groups, and others. House Ag Democrat David Scott of Georgia told farm leaders at last week's hearings on the farm economy,
there may be a point where the farming community itself needs to stand up and sue and threaten to sue the EPA if they move forward with this terrible rule.
Scott called it wrong to upend private property rights, to come onto farmers' land day or night, find them, and require costly new permits. Separately, House Agriculture Chair Michael Conaway wrote the EPA last week about its $3 million agreement with the Northwest Indian Fisheries Commission to fund an advocacy campaign attacking producers in Washington state. Turning our attention now to soil temperatures, the 4-inch soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. this morning, continue to move around a little bit. We have a pocket of low 40s in western Nebraska, the midsections of the state, mid-40s. We don't really begin to warm up until we get to the far southeastern corner of Nebraska, where temperatures are in the low 50s. Pretty much the same story for Kansas, low 40s in the far northwest, mid-40s, low 50s across the center part of the state. We're looking at a few upper 50s in the southeastern and eastern sections of Kansas. As far as Oklahoma goes, the panhandle sits at 48 degrees, all three counties, warming up to 52 degrees as we go farther to the east in that northern tier of counties. Ag News, Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network.
If heavy duty is the only duty you know, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If your office chair sits on top of 18 wheels and in front of a big rig sleeper, then CarQuest is for you. That's because CarQuest is serious about what matters to you most. Maintenance of the vehicles and equipment that work as hard as you do. From safety signs to HD batteries, brakes to starters, and mud flaps to switches. CarQuest is your source for over-the-road serious truck parts.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you gonna go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at just $5.99. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture, of course. 1996 was a huge year for Farming America. That was the year that genetically modified crops were introduced. And ever since then, the world's farmers have increased their use of GE crops steadily and sharply until last year. I'll tell you what happened last year after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
Ever since genetically modified crops were introduced in 1996, the farmers of the world have increased their use of GE crops steadily and sharply each year until last year. 2015 was the first time that acreage used for those crops dropped. That's according to a nonprofit that tracks the plantings of biotech seeds. The organization, which has a name that I would encourage it to change, it is the International Service for the Acquisition of Agribiotech Applications. International Service for the Acquisition of Agribiotech Applications. Anyway, the organization states its mission is helping small farmers in developing countries take advantage of biotechnology, which it maintains can increase farmer income and reduce use of chemical pesticides. It receives financial support from various foundations, companies, trade groups, and governments, including Monsanto and the United States government. So back to the findings, the plantings of biotech seeds dropped 1% between 2014 and 2015. The organization said the main cause was low commodity prices, which led farmers to plant less corn, beans, and canola of all types, both genetically engineered and non-engineered. But the figures over the last few years show that the existing market for the crops has been nearly saturated. Only three countries, the U.S., Brazil, and Argentina, account for more than three-quarters of the total global acreage of GE crops. And only four crops, corn, soybeans, cotton, and canola, account for the majority of biotech use in agriculture. In many cases, more than 90% of those four crops are already genetically modified, and that leaves little room for expansion. However, while we may be about maxed out in the United States, efforts to expand use of biotech to other crops and to other countries have been hindered by opposition from consumer and environmental groups and regulatory hurdles. One analyst says that small yearly decline, the 1%, is a sign of a maturing market, and he is not surprised to see the slight evidence of cycles, which are quite normal in agriculture. Things do not go one way forever. And despite the lack of any scientific evidence showing that genetically engineered crops are of danger to humans, activists are still able to twist the arms of big companies. For example, McDonald's, Wendy's, and Gerber have assured activists that they have no intention of using two new notable genetically engineered crops, apples that don't turn brown, and potatoes that produce less of a potential cancer-causing chemical when fried. Back after this.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with hybrid vigor and great traits, call Leuenberger. He has 28 head of yearling to two-year-olds available for immediate pickup or delivery. These feature calving ease and are ripe for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Leuenberger at Waterville today. Cell phone 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Again, we're having some issues with FM 95.5 off the air for the most part this morning. We're working to get that remedied for you today. Meanwhile, our morning news airs on AM 1570, FM 94.1, FM 95.5, also streams live online at KNDYradio.com. Cloudy, overcast, 50 degrees this morning. Middle 60s on tap along the way today. Could be some more showers developing. We tallied an inch and 70 hundredths Sunday into Monday with our rainfall total here at studios.
It's your land. You know what you need to run your farm operation. And it's a lot more than just seed and soil, livestock and farm machinery. That's why we're here to design a plan that fits your farm, your family, and your life. We're local and we're here to help you grow. Stop by and let's talk. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Hi, I'm Eric Kennedy with Twin Valley. We want you to come out to Glenda and Mike's Mysteries and Wonders show. They do a lot of magic and puppets, and it's on April 23rd at 4 at the Marysville School Auditorium. Everybody is welcome. It's a free will donation.
Ag News Market Update from Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as far as the progress on corn planting goes,
we haven't really jumped down to too much progress on corn planting or any other planting for that matter.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey tells Mid-America Ag Network,
4% planted by April 10th. That's equal to the five-year average, but it is ahead of where we were at this point last year when only 1% of the crop was planted.
Now, keep in mind, in those areas where it has stayed mostly dry, the corn planting progress is a little bit ahead.
Missouri, for example, 24% planted, five-year average 10%, last year 3%, and Kansas, 17% planted, 7% is the five-year average, and 12% last year.
Rippey says spring wheat is about 13% planted, and the U.S. cotton crop is about 5% planted. Ag News Market Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
With the cost of fuel these days, if you depend on a diesel engine in any capacity, the economy of running that engine is important. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas specializes in maximizing the fuel economy of diesel engines. Over-the-road drivers, you know how adding more mileage per gallon means you're also adding to your bottom line. For the long haul, MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. Exit 46 off I-135, 800-835-0069.
New trailers, used trailers, and rental trailers. They're waiting for you at S&S Trailers in Ness City, Kansas. Now's the time to reserve your grain trailer for wheat harvest. Call them today for Mauer and Tempty grain trailers from 24 to 42 foot, single and double axle. A big wheat harvest means it could be short supply on trailers. If you're hauling heavy loads, S&S Trailer sells BWS easy-to-load detachable trailers. It's the only way to haul heavy loads. S&S Trailers, Ness City, Kansas. Call today, 785-798-3666.
Carl Edwards avoid tire issues that hampered his teammates and took off on the final restart to win the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series yesterday at Bristol Motor Speedway. Starting on the pole for the second straight week, Edwards led 276 of 500 laps in Joe Gibbs Racing number 19 Toyota en route to his first victory of the season and fourth on the half-mile oval. Dale Earnhardt Jr. was second, followed by Kurt Busch, Chase Elliott, and Trevor Bayne. And in golf, Woody Austin tied the tournament record with an 8-under 64 and beat Wes Short Jr. with a par on the second hole of a sudden-death playoff yesterday in the PGA Tour Champions Mitsubishi Electric Classic. The 52-year-old Austin has two victories in the last three events on the 50 and over tour, also winning in Tucson, Arizona last month. He won the 2013 Sanderson Farms Championship at age 49 for the last four of his PGA Tour titles. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey, Mom, I have heard of a really fun event over Mother's Day weekend, the Mother's Day Dash 5K and Family Fun Run.
I have heard of it too, Natalie. On Saturday, May 7th, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, the Little Black Dress Alliance will be hosting their third annual Mother's Day Dash at the Blue River Rail Trail.
Not only is there fun stuff for moms, like free massages, but there is fun stuff for me too.
All proceeds go to a scholarship for outgoing seniors. Come out and support LBDA and have a good time, too. To register, you can find LBDA on Facebook or go down to Marysville Health and Fitness and they can get you signed up.